to you, Alan. There you go.
Thank you. First of all,
you know, I'd like to say thanks to everybody in here. Thanks to the great media that has covered our career for 22 years now. Y'all have done an awesome job, and as you can see right here, y'all are here today doing it again. Lots of folks I want to thank. First of all, family that has been here with me
and supported me and
participated with me for 22 years, and before that in our sportsman careers dating back to the 70s. Second of all is my employees and everyone on the team and back at home at Greenville Oil and Petroleum and Quick Stop Markets that has allowed me to do this for 22 years. A real hand goes out to them because they run my business when I'm gone.
Thirdly, Mopar, who has been a sponsor for my dad back in the 70s and for our team in some way, either as an associate or a major primary sponsor for well over a decade, and an associate in some other ways for well over four decades. Marathon. In 15, when Mopar elected to go in a different direction, Marathon Petroleum Company, a great business partner of mine, as well as a racing partner of mine for the last 2 years, stepped up and bailed us out, and we've had a great first 2 years with them. It's with heavy heart that today I'm announcing our retirement, our team's retirement from a full-time professional race team. And it's been a great ride. And thanks to a lot of people for making it happen, but we felt like it was the right time to step away. Not sure what the future holds. I'm sure we won't be going back to growing tobacco and stuff like that as I did when I was a kid, but we're just not sure where it's going to take. But you know, some things have happened, and you know, you may see us out here a time or two next year. But thanks to everyone, and now I'll take some questions. The team will, if you have questions for them.
Bobby.
Alan, what prompted this?
Well, like I said, the Marathon deal was a one-year deal to begin with, and at the end of last year, they were so satisfied with the NHRA exposure they gotten and the job we had done that they asked us if we wanted to do it another year. So at this point, they've elected to going back to just being our great business partner. And we've been out here for 22 years, and we just felt like it was time.
You guys have put so much development time into this motor. Do you see continuing on helping as an engine builder or in some other way in pro stock?
You know, I've spoken with a couple of individuals that are very interested in maybe taking my seat, and that way we can maybe keep our engine program going and keeping my dad working from daylight to dark. So you may see a part-time Dodge out here with somebody in the seat. You may see a full-time. We've talked to a couple people, some people from out of the country even.
With all the changes in pro stock, some of that help prompt this? I mean, they overhauled the class, and I mean, you were world champion before the overhaul. Did that unfortunately make this part of the process?
You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, the reasons I mentioned are what really prompted it. But, you know, I really think the pro stock class is alive and well. I think it's going to got some new people coming in, and the fuel injection is fun. You know, Dad used to do all the tuning with carburetors, and the last 2 years, you know, I've taken on the fuel injection part, and it's actually been fun for me to get involved and do that part of it. So, you know, I think Pro Stock as a class will get a little better over the next couple of years.
NHRA announced a burnout competition. Now that you're pretty much announcing your retirement, is there anything to hold you back from smoking them all the way to the quarter mile?
You know, when we test, that's when we burn in tires, and we do those long, monstrous burnouts. You don't really do them down the track, but you sit in a water box until you can't see anything and do a quite large, long burnout. So, you know, the crew chief and the engine guys already said, you know, on that. But, you know, we might have a little fun.
Alan, I don't have a question, but I will say on behalf of Mopar, your dad, you, your family, your team, the success and the memories that you have given us over your career are priceless, and we owe you a deep, deep debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you. Mopar has been there for us all along, and you know, it's been a great, great partnership.
Actually, my question's for Roy. You had that drag pack car you were playing with a little bit. Is this going to give you some time to actually race that car a little while?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Have you?
Great. Oh, Phil?
You've obviously been the Mopar standard here in Pro Stock. What do you say to all the Mopar fans that are going to miss you out here?
You know, there's some of that, and that's probably somebody I should have thanked. Sorry about that. The Mopar fans are the most crazy and the most loyal fans out there. And, you know, like I said, you may see us slip out here a time or two and maybe do a little something that might surprise you. The Mopar fans will certainly get a kick out of that if that happens.
You've accomplished a lot in your career out here, both as a sportsman racer and as a professional racer. Is there one thing that you haven't accomplished that you really want to accomplish before you hang it up?
I think you're sitting in the presence of it. Winning this race would mean an awful lot to me. We should have won it last year. Didn't do a good job in the final, but it'd be awful special. And we've become a little bit more competitive here the last month or so. So we're qualified number 3 at Brainerd and went up against a hornet's nest in the second round after Greg figured something out. But we're really close. And if we could get a dang break or two, we could compete for this race and the championship this year. I really think we're close to that.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
Thank you.